Oh yeah, so I've been going back to Hitman. Been enjoying that. It's
The Garth Ennis comic.
no, the video game
Ah.
Hitman. Yeah, there's something kind of satisfying. It feels very cleaning game almost, except the mess is a living person and the tools are, say, an explosive golf ball.
Ah.
It's very nice. I have admittedly found an unintentional catchphrase with it while playing of like, "I am normal." But yes, this giant bald man who is dressed as an Arabian merchant, "I am normal.
I am normal.
Please disregard me. I am a waiter."
Ignore me.
Yes,
Is
exactly.
that the one episode of the Venture Brothers where they're followed around by like a guy from another planet, who's observing, and all he does is shout, "Ignore me!"
Yes, in just a brilliant kind of tinny, "Ignore me." So yes, okay.
He's
Yeah.
dressed like a 70s Doctor Who alien. Ignore me!
It became a kind of a catchphrase in the infighters at times, especially when when attempts at stealth went very, very badly. Yes, so right. So yeah, that's been good fun. Although I've realized the James Bond video game comes out real soon. It's like
Oh, I am. I
it's young, slightly pissy James Bond.
even though I am not a fan of James Bond, I'm kind of like, man, that game does look good.
I know, it's that thing of some spy shit. Like, yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I am waiting for Star Wars Outlaws to drop in price enough that I can justify it because I am interested.
I tried it a little on the Switch 2 when they had a demo, and I didn't entirely get on with it. I don't know if
Okay.
that's just it being on the Switch or what, but
I mean, the other
yeah.
one is like the space roguelike, which I think Saros, which is coming out next week with the guy from all the Mike Flanagan shows, who's really
Yeah,
into
it's
what
that
who's
Returnal one.
I think so. Let's have a look. Him from all the Mike Flanagan shows, who is really into Warhammer.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
Yeah.
has also done a voice for the Warhammer 40K game Bolt Gun, which I
Oh.
admit part of me wants to kind of play because, old school. Okay.
Yeah, Raoul Coley. Yeah,
Yeah.
love him. Yeah, he's good fun.
So yeah, Paul is dead.
R.I.P. Character find of 2024, Paul.
Oh my God, I don't know what's worse. Just
I'm
like,
bereft.
it's just like, it's one of those cases of all the worst people are really happy for some reason. It's like, my God, you guys are really obsessed with people who have sex with Mary Jane Watson who aren't Peter Parker.
God.
It's like you guys are unwell.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's something where I felt I had more fun with their hatred of Paul than with Paul himself. Like, Paul was an uninteresting character. But the more that they hated him, the more I was like, I am Paul's number one fan. Like, yes,
FOP,
his
hashtag
laptop
FOP, friend of
sticker
Paul.
about being vegan and proud. It's like, yes. Make that man bun more visible. Work vaguely in IT.
So
Yeah.
have they revealed who Torment Toxin, whoever it was who was
Oh.
going around killing people in Spider-Man?
None of that started on Unlimited yet, so I've got no clue. I don't know. I'll probably have it spoiled for me before it appears on the app, but I don't mind. I don't
Yeah.
care so much because it's not my stories, and at the moment my stories have mostly been a bit rough, really.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been reading the trades. I've been picking up the trades of the Absolute Universe, which I still swear that no point did DC ask a British guy what they thought of the title. 'Cause I'm sorry, Absolute Batman sounds like something you'd yell at your friend in a pub.
Yes. Yeah, I possibly have.
Oh, you absolute Batman.
I love the sound of Absolute Green Arrow as well. That, like a murder mystery type thing with Buff Black Canary trying to solve who's killing all these CEOs. And it's, is it undead Oliver Queen or someone acting in his memory?
I definitely enjoyed Absolute Superman.
It's all right. I think out of the first three, it's the lower of them. But Absolute Wonder Woman, number one.
Yeah.
Absolute Batman, Absolute Superman.
I don't know. I feel kind of Absolute Superman, Absolute Batman. Because I do like the take on... I do like elements of the take on Superman. And the trouble with the Absolute Batman, it's that... Yeah, it's... For all the kind of differences, it still feels very much very cosmetic. And it's still...
Like, it feels like a horror comic, you know, increasingly so.
Well, it's Scott Snyder, and it's Scott Snyder, so he seems to always be writing Batman as a horror story anyway.
Yeah, I mean, his Poison Ivy arc felt a little undercooked, but his Scarecrow is very good fun. Okay. And the story about the Joker's past, loved that. Anyway,
Absolute Green Lantern, like the first volume was good. Al Ewing, I really like Absolute Martian Manhunter, but I cannot find a trade for love nor money because they're all sold out and taking their fucking time.
Of course. Yeah. Absolute Martian Manhunter, I'm fine with it ending because it's been amazing.
It's been amazing, but it's just like you can't maintain like that level of momentum.
Yeah,
and it's kind of funny how both this and the Absolute Universe seem to come out at the same time, like round about the same time. I feel this is doing a lot better. What was that?
The Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, the rebooted Ultimate Universe. And honestly, it feels like with the Ultimate Universe, with the exception of, Peter Parker is married to MJ, and MJ has reproduced a couple of kids. Because again, the Spider-Man fans are weird people who are obsessed with MJ breeding. It feels like nothing really else grabbed the attention of the audience. I mean, the Ultimate seemed good, but it was just kind of what the Ultimate is kind of promising. It's like, yeah, but you're not going to get a mainstream. Again, like I said, when it started coming out, you're not going to get a mainstream superhero comic book. Which is this, like, yeah, the system is broken and we have to dismantle it. And you're like, well, I know they're going to basically fail because you're not going to have your mainstream Avengers book essentially be, we're going to take on the worst aspects of Western society and win.
I think that's where making it a finite universe where you can actually have that happen has been fairly good with Dennis Kemp's Ultimates. I fell off Black Panther. Spider-Man was fine, looked nice, mostly dull. And then, Ultimate X-Men's been its own thing.
Like, yeah.
Petra Momoko does lovely art. Ultimate Wolverine feels like the actual Ultimate X-Men story and fine. But yeah. The absolute universe has been eating its lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right.
Right.
In a room. So,